We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I believe so. That's the type of energy I bring. That's the confidence that I always have. On paper, you know, this is the best group that I've been a part of, and I feel like I've been a part of some good groups, you know, in Jacksonville and also in L.A. But on paper, I feel like this is the best one. Obviously, with me and X on the outside, and then you got the young guys. You got Javon. We just got Deshaun Elliott, Brandon, Cater. So I think we have a good secondary on paper, if you look at it. But we got to put the work in, and we can speak it as much as we want to, but we're going to have to go out there and prove it, and that's what we're planning to do. But it's not just about us, you know. It's the whole defense and the whole team. I think we can do something special if we put that work in and be as one.
Well, you got to start the 7 o'clock hour on a Friday with a little Jalen Ramsey from his press conference yesterday. Listen, man, I want that guy. One thing about him since he got in this league with Jacksonville, he's got a ton of confidence. And don't ever lose it, brother. Don't ever lose it. It's what's made you partially, along the talent, a great player. And so great to hear. Secondary does look like it's got a chance to be really special. I know it's only the off season, but you want to see this thing start to come together. I think you got a pretty good idea what it's going to look like on both sides of the ball. Now you're filling in the pieces. By the way, one of our favorites, Braxton Berrios from the University of Miami, signed with the Miami Dolphins, where he's been up in New York. I hope they'll block for him like New York did. Kickoff return and punt return, because we didn't block for anybody last year on our special teams. But kickoff return, punt return, Braxton Berrios has been really, really good. And it's great to see him back. I know what everybody's thinking. A little tough son of a gun, kind of like Wes Welker a little bit. And it'll be interesting to see how they use him offensively as well. But Braxton is back. Braxton is back. Signed some other guys. I saw Dan Feeney, who has been with the Chargers and the Jets as a guard and center, got a ton of starts, also has signed with the Dolphins. I sure would like to see Brandon Schell come back. Love to see that man come back after the way he played last year as well. We have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Real quickly, I turned on that Panthers game. I have never seen, I only watched part of the first period. They just kept scoring. I mean, it was so good. It tied an NHL record for goals in the first period. 10-7 by the Panthers as they get a big win last night over the Canadiens, and just got to keep winning. Still a couple of points behind there, three back of the 7 and 8 spot, both with 75 points right now. So down the stretch they go. We've got some other stuff to get to here. Of course, Drake and Miami will play tonight as well, and there'll be more upsets coming to match what happened to number 2 Arizona and number 4 Virginia. One of the best teams, obviously, in the Pac-12, and Virginia one of the best teams in the ACC, along with UM and Duke, who had a win yesterday, and Coach Larrañaga will try to get one tonight. So I got to bring this up, man. I just got to jump ahead of this for a second. It has to do with something off sports a little bit. The man code. I like to call it the Miami man code because I know we're a little different down here. Well, yeah, I mean, we're a little sleazier in some places. I understand. So I want to ask everybody this question. We found out Giselle has Tom Brady's ex, has not been seeing the jiu-jitsu guy, but she's been seeing Jeffrey Sofer. Jeffrey Sofer is Turnberry, Aventura. He's all that. He and his family developed it. He's a billionaire. Jeffrey's done very, very well for himself. His mother, I believe Carol's the one, his mother, that put some of her money and built the indoor facility for the Miami Hurricanes. Just to give you an idea, the same family. Heard nothing but great things about Jeffrey from all the guys that have hung around and gone over to the Bourbon Steak restaurant, which is so good, in their hotel over there across the street from Aventura Mall. It's outstanding. So I know all these guys know him, and I'll say he's, you know, good dude and, you know, hangs out. So he's now dating Giselle. So the story is, well, it's no big deal. Jeffrey and Tom and David Beckham are all good friends. They're all kind of, you know, one, whether they're on the billionaire club or they're just, you know, the GOAT or famous from soccer, those guys are all real good friends. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. Does this, like, I don't know how close they are. I know there's pictures. They got pictures with Jeffrey talking to Tom Brady and stuff. And listen, Jeffrey Sofer's a good-looking, handsome man and can do fine in his mid-50s and everything. I don't know, Woody. I know you're the wrong guy to ask about this. I don't know why I do this, but, like, and as you get older, you will run into this, because through the years, in the sleazy worlds that I have lived with stuff, I've seen teammates with other guys' wives, and listen, it's going to happen. I mean, it's part of the deal in family. Somebody, I got to be careful. Like, don't get too specific because somebody's going to be mad at me, but somebody got dumped and the wife ended up with his best friend. That happens. I mean, I get that happens. It's probably happened to some of you out there. You know, and you move on and time heals everything and all that stuff. And you might have, when you were going to college and younger, and I think things are a little different when you're younger, but you know, your buddy's out of town. He says, hey, you mind keeping an eye on my girlfriend or something? And next thing you know, you're sleeping with her. Sometimes that stuff happens, but I saw this and I was like, wow. Like, my first thought was this. I'm going to be really honest. I hear great things about Sofer, so I got nothing against Jeffrey, but, like, all the people you could be with, if you're good friends with Tom Brady, and I know they're divorced, got a right to be with anybody they want. Hell, Tom Brady could have said to him, hey, man, do me a favor. Probably won't be hanging out with you as much, but that'd be kind of cool if you date her. I don't think that's the case, but who knows, right? So, and I don't know what Tom Brady, if Tom Brady's out there and Tom Brady is going to have zero problems finding whatever he's looking for, supermodel, actress. Tom's not going to have a problem from L.A. to France or anywhere in between, whatever kind of flavor he's looking for, or combination packages. Tom will be just fine when it's time for Tom to do his thing. It looks like right now he's doing a lot of bonding with the kids. But at some point, Tom will be, if not already. The problem is, it's hard to do anything privately down here, man. We're a little bit like L.A. now. It used to be you could come down here to kind of get away. Not anymore. Too many celebrities down here now. Too many celebrities. We're a big story. We got Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan doing their thing. A lot of it's down here. We got everybody down here, right? People come down here. They're on the beach. They want to get away. They come down to Miami or maybe go up to Fort Lauderdale, which is still one of the best-kept secrets going. But I just thought, come on, man. Jeffrey. I mean, I get Giselle's got a lot going for her. And listen, this guy, he's been with beautiful women. He's been married to beautiful women. But, like, Tom Brady's ex, it's kind of, I don't know, just, you're hoping it'd be a new name. I was hoping it'd be the jiu-jitsu guy who's been flipping her around and teaching her how to ride a horse over in, you know, Costa Rica and all that stuff where all the pictures pop up. But, yeah, this is, and then they go, oh, by the way, Jeffrey and Tom Brady are good friends. And I went, ooh, that's kind of, I don't know. I always think kind of awkward, but listen, man, everybody's different. And I also know Miami's Miami, and where there's a lot of money and a lot of celebrities, and there's a whole different set of rules. But it's not just them. It's everybody. Listen, man, I had, I must know three or four people that, they got divorced because there was something else going on with somebody who was really close to them. I'm not getting into any names and stuff, but it does happen. All right, so I got to move on from this thing, but it really like, ooh.
I like that you're following the tabloids this much, man. Like, you hit me with that this morning. Last I saw her, she was with the judo guy.
Right, so I thought.
What are you reading these days?
So I thought the jiu-jitsu guy has been with her. I thought he was banging her. I thought, there's no way this guy can just be, you know. They're together is what I meant. Well, I don't know what I just said. I meant they're together. Okay. But
you know what you meant.
But this thing with then they go, no, it's actually a billionaire in Miami name. And, you know, everybody down here, I know a couple of billionaires down here. You know, Norman Braman, Braman family down here comes to mind. And Stuart Miller does very, very well. Built that company up. And I know Jeffrey Sofer is worth the B's in the B's club and out of the M's club. But I don't know, a little different. So I just saw that. Yeah, and Woody, I'm guilty of looking into that stuff, man. You busted me. I'm very, very busted. You're exactly right. I got caught.
Because the women in your house are bringing these things in, or are you?
No, they don't pay attention to it. They think it's hilarious that I.
You're doing this all on your own.
No. So I was working on something, and the wife snuck up behind me. Thank God I wasn't looking at something else, but snuck up. And she goes, "Oh my God, you're on TMZ." And I go, "Yeah, I like to see what's going on in my community."
Your community?
Well, I don't care about the LA stories. I really don't. I don't care about people think but I like the Miami. I like the 305 stuff. Yeah, man. I work in 305. Woody, we're down in 305 country here, man. Of course. So.
You ever think of working for TMZ, getting a camera, getting out there?
No, I don't want to do that.
Harassing celebrities as they come out of restaurants and bars and stuff?
It's bad enough the way athletes feel about the media right now, seriously. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was a reminder. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. A lot of these guys, I mean, they're polite. Most of them are respectful when they do their press conferences with the team, you know, talking about, I got to play better, or I'm looking forward to this season. But they don't – listen, they see you. They don't – when they walk away, there's probably a comment, and they go, oh, guys with the media, what an ass clown or something, which actually leads me to something else I wanted to bring up here to you, Woody, as we're watching. So right now – the ugliest relationships we have in sports belong to what sport, Woody? What are the worst right now where guys go after each other? It's not even close. It's golf. Live in the PGA Tour.
I wasn't even thinking golf, but you're right.
So Freddie Couples, love Freddie Couples. Got to know Freddie, did some events with Freddie in the old days. Called Phil Mickelson a nutbag. And said, I'm sick of you and these other guys always ripping the PGA Tour where you made hundreds of millions of dollars and you act like you are working for free. It's getting old. Why don't you guys all come clean that you got paid a ton of money up front to start this live thing and that's why you jumped? Only because of the money. And so, you know, it's going to be a little awkward because they have that Masters. You brought up the dinner they're going to have, right? For all the Masters winners coming up here, and Freddie's a winner, of course, so is Phil Mickelson. So I was thinking of the nutbag thing. So, Woody, I want to run some names by you and tell me if any of these names bother you. Now I know, and I can't say ass and...
Yeah, I know you can't say what?
And the nut big bag, hole.
Nutbag.
So you can't say
that?
Those. So
what
so,
is that, though? Like...
A nutbag. Well, listen, a guy says
like a ball sack. Like what?
No, like you're a
nut. Nutbag, man.
You're a bunch of, you know. So nutbag is.
Who says these things?
So nutbag is not vicious. It's not real bad. It's kind of like D-bag. When some, you know, you're a real D-bag. Does that? D-bag is like, I get the point, but your friends can call you D-bag and you're going, okay.
Yeah, that was another one that I used a lot. They said, our boss said, no go.
D-bag, 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 D-bag.
No, the full one. You can't say the full way.
Jerky is so
jerky's nice.
So but people hate jerk. Like, you're a big jerk, man. You really are.
Yeah,
you're
but
a jerk.
Jerky sounds like more of an endearing term.
So I added that a few years back. I went to jerky. Oh, look at you're being a real jerky today. And it's amazing how that word softened up. It's not as hurtful. And the other one, because I used to say ass and and the big hole together, and I went to ass clown. So people, I don't, although it's a mixed review with ass clown, some people are really offended by ass clown and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So the nutbag thing, because they're going, oh man, Freddie called Phil a nutbag. Wait until they see each other at that dinner.
I think we can do better from an insult standpoint. Like that nutbag, I don't know if I've heard
so
that.
So if
really
anybody
much,
calls but... me nutbag, ass clown, D-bag, or jerky, I'm okay. There's some words that are hurtful, you know, and the old stuff I've been getting a lot more. Boy, the old stuff's really starting to kick in.
Is it bothering you?
No, it doesn't bother me. It's very funny. Like,
okay. Did I?
No, I had nothing to do with you. No. It's just we're out walking and at charity event, and all the young guys with the Dolphins are like, "Hey, you need a ride and stuff," you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's good. I like that.
So anyway, yeah, I was
a little revenge for what you did back in your day.
Nutbag.
Ah.
Freddie Couples went nutbag on Phil. God only knows how Phil's going to take that. We got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Sorry about that.
There's just so many better ways to insult Phil.
Oh, Phil's hurt it all.
Phil's an easy target.
Phil's had his – listen, Phil's got, you know, the greatness of – you know, we talk about Tiger having that little demon on his shoulder that he can't quite get rid of, and it's tough, man. Had it myself on a smaller version.
Yeah, much smaller.
But Phil Mickelson's got a little demon too. He's had his
Phil
own,
Mickelson's
right?
a mutant.
He's had his own problems,
he's
right?
He's gross. Someone says ass hat. Use that.
Ass hat?
Yeah, that's what I thought nutbag was. It's the sack, bro. Like, I mean, someone just helped us out with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
The bag that holds the nuts.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I didn't think it was like peanuts or something. Come on, man.
What was that? Peanuts?
Peanuts, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, I forgot you're a child on that one, too. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running late. Want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Nothing bad to say about them. No bad names to call them. Not this weekend when you're shopping around for a new SUV. And you stop by in South Florida Chevy dealers, go, you got to go see what we have. Whether it's midsize or smaller SUVs or the big boys like the Tahoes and Suburbans, you're going to love what you jump into, especially if you need that extra room for double dating. And I will just tell you this, the Tahoe and Suburban's got a brand new look, added more space. The Traverse is as large, has as much space as any midsize SUV you will ever get into. And our smaller SUVs, again, so much style and substance. We have a Trailblazer ourselves. The Blazer and the Equinox are just fantastic as well. Silverado trucks, man. I don't know why I won't let Silverado kind of lead off, but our trucks are strong, durable. We got a lot of different style trucks, perfect for your lifestyle, whether it's a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, and that's all you want that truck for, and you beat the crap out of it, that Silverado truck we have for you. If you need the family truck, we also have that, and I just want to tell you, I still haven't seen anything that looks as good as these Corvettes right now. Good God, they're everywhere, and they're absolutely gorgeous, along with the Camaros. You can't go wrong. This weekend, if you're starting to look around for a new look, something for the family or yourself, maybe you're going through your own stuff right now and you're ready to get a Corvette or Camaro, man, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Dave Broward in Monroe County, find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chevy dealer. Love messes us up, man. A fiery ring. Welcome. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hey, happy St. Patty's Day. Boy, it's going to be tough tonight. God, tonight's the first test on this diet. So this, they told me, say, hey, now, one of the things you have to give up is alcohol on the weekends. Like, oh, man, just a couple of ice-cold beers, like two? Just two. Just two ice-cold beers tonight. That's it. Anyway, got a lot of stuff to get to here. Jalen Ramsey was talking earlier. We had a little Jalen Ramsey, who is a new corner for the Miami Dolphins, and secondary looks fantastic. First thing I thought when Jalen was talking about, oh, I played on some really good defenses. Jalen, you played on one of the best defenses in a long, long time. And honestly, you should have been in a Super Bowl that year. Does anybody remember the Jags in 2017? And I was thinking about they had the lead throughout that Patriots game till the very end. And, of course, New England went on like they did to everybody and win the game. But the Jags 2017 defense, Woody, listen to these stats. If we can have these stats this year, we too will probably be in a Super Bowl or real damn close to it, like the Jags were with Jalen Ramsey back in 2017. They gave up 16.8 points per game. Whew, that sounds good. Anything under 20 sounds really good. 55 sacks. Wow. 21 picks. We had 8 interceptions last year. 21 interceptions, 33 takeaways. 33 takeaways. They're getting 2 every game back then. 7 defensive scores. And gave up per game 286 yards. You couldn't get to 300 on them. That, and again, you go back, I'm just thinking about that, like, what an upset this is going to be, my God. Matter of fact, the quarterback, wasn't he the guy from UCF that's been out of football for like 2 years now?
Yeah, Bortles.
What happened to that guy?
XFL, maybe?
High draft pick, and he literally, yeah, but usually top high draft picks that play quarterback at least hang around and their backups till they're like 38. He's out of the game. Anyway, they were so close with that great defense. So, hey, Vic Fangio and the D, you guys play anything like that Jalen Ramsey defense back in 2017, and this thing is going to be fun. This thing is going to be a lot of fun to watch on with those kind of numbers. Those numbers are just absolutely nasty. Hey, we do have a lot of stuff for the show today and a lot of stuff to get to. Mike Florio, of course, will join us at the end of the show. But as crazy as everything is, and, you know, we're in the middle of free agency and a lot of other things, but it's kind of cool, this baseball stuff, man. And I say this because sometimes the people, nobody cares about baseball, Joe, stop it. I'm not talking about the Marlins, okay? I'm not. I know they're in camp. Woody gave them a nice mention. Keeps you up on the scores, up in Jupiter, and everything else. But this thing tomorrow night is going to be unbelievable. The United States and Mike Trout and the gang against Venezuela Saturday night. Woody, how good is that going to be? Venezuela hasn't lost. We have a large population of Venezuelans. Probably going to be just crazy. By the way, Puerto Rico and Mexico tonight. And so we got some great games, man, and it's all here. I mean, it's all down here. And I saw the traffic around it yesterday getting there, and they got signs out for, as you said, Woody, you talked about this, for extra parking and everything else for this thing. But they've had 36,000 at some of these games anyway. But boy, this thing is.
I know you're not a ticket guy, but that USA game, very expensive to get into. You're looking at about $135 if you want to sit all the way up top.
Okay.
Get in price at the moment.
So I don't think there's a bad seat. I know it's not popular to say anything good about anything with the Marlins, but there's not a bad seat in that house. Not there. It's. Well,
I mean, you could try. You could sit up there, you know, 17, 18 rows up there and see.
Well,
this, give it a shot. I don't know how many people have ventured into the upper deck at that place.
But and we've got more great teams coming. Did I see Cuba's in town? Did I see they were coming through the airport yesterday? I think Japan's probably, if not here, going to be here. So we've got some great stuff. And, of course, Japan and got some great players. They got their own professional baseball league, although some of their guys are coming over here. Ohtani has just had a ton of success, both pitching and hitting bombs in this tournament. But, yeah, it's kind of – listen, it's an event. I know what it is. We also have the Miami Open going to have start actually on Sunday, start getting going on that tournament, and then the following week it goes for 2 weeks. So, hey, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on here. So
got the Miami Beach Open this weekend, AVP, volleyball.
Yeah, you going out and see that?
We actually are. We're going out today, yeah.
Oh, great.
Love a little beach volleyball, man. I'm into everything, Joe. That's what you don't know
about
me. Yeah,
we have a lot of events going on right now for sure down here, and should be a lot of fun. Panthers back home against the Devils tomorrow, and with a still got to keep winning to need a couple of those guys in front of them to stumble here a little bit, but they're three back of the eighth position. So we have a lot of cool stuff going on here to that we'll get to here today. And then, of course, we have Mike Gesicki and waiting. I thought Mike would have been signed by now. I am very surprised of everybody out there. I thought Mike and his agent would have a couple of places that he would end up. Mike Gesicki can't come back here and play. He was a great soldier last year. He had games where he didn't have a ball thrown to him or one or two, and he handled it. He was great. I know no one down here has got anything bad to say about the guy. I am surprised, though, that Mike, tight end of the Dolphins last year, Mike Gesicki, has not found a home. So just reading about it, curious to see. They're saying New England maybe, Las Vegas maybe. New England lost one of their tight ends. Vegas lost their number one tight end. He was just traded. And Cincinnati could be another place for Mike to go to. And then it gets to this. I wonder if Mike, who had the tag on him last year, made a little more than $10 million. I'm not sure Mike gets that per year on a new deal. I don't know if he's going to get it as one of the better pass-receiving tight ends in the league, but I just don't know. His numbers were obviously way down last year because he wasn't used as much, didn't play as many snaps. And, of course, he had two great receivers on the outside, so he was never a one or two target on this team. But I am really curious to see what happens with Mike Gesicki and where he ends up playing. Very, very curious to see how that goes. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. We have a pair of freebies to give away today to you, too, for the Heat and the Knicks game March 22nd. We'll do that a little bit later on in the show as well. Hollywood's headlines coming up here. Woody, you kind of stayed out of that whole thing with Giselle. You didn't touch that. You kind of left that.
I'm not an expert on the whole divorce and bounce back.
You know what, though?
I am younger than you. I'm sure I'll get down that road at some point.
No, but I hope you don't. And not you personally, but you will have friends. Something will happen.
I only have one friend who's been divorced so far.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I'm hopefully relatively young. I don't know, when do the divorces start to pile up?
Well, it's different times for different
people. Different for everyone.
I had a pretty good idea a couple weeks in the first time around. I was in trouble. I mean,
yeah. Well, the one I'm talking about, that one, yeah, was rocky from the beginning.
Yeah,
probably shouldn't have gone through with it.
Right.
Yeah. You can't say that.
Well, you can't go by how you feel on game day, better known as the day you're getting married.
Yeah, but you can't tell your buddy like, "Hey, this is a really bad idea." Just got to go along with it. You got to be there for him, right?
So, Jimmy Cephalo's one of my best friends, and Jimmy was in the back with me out in the Bay Area. We were two young guys, and I had another friend that was a college wild man, and the two of them were going, "How you doing?" I go, "I'm not doing well. I don't feel good about this. I don't feel good about this at all. I'm scared to death. I'm scared. I've never lived with her. I don't know. I hear things sometimes, and it's kind of not what I thought we were going to do." And those guys go, "Listen, we got a backup plan because we were afraid this was going to happen." Now, people are coming into the church at this time. They're starting to come in. And I'm sitting back there. I don't mind telling you this. And they go, "We can go to Tahoe." And now Lake Tahoe sounds pretty good for a getaway. They say, "We can be to Tahoe if we leave right now. We can be up there by dark. Go. This thing's over. Everybody will get over it." I go, "I know, but I invited buddies from around the league. I got family that drove a few hours. Maybe it's just something I'm going through. You know, I'm going through this." But I got to tell you, man, so I asked T down here at Power at 99.9. He's getting married tomorrow. And I go, "Dude, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm fine." "Oh, you're not like a little nervous and shaky? And are you sure you want to do?" He goes, "No. I just thought that was with everybody on, I call it game day. Everybody's a little different on game day." But, boy, I got to tell you, man. And those guys didn't help the situation. I love both the guys who were with me. Jimmy on one side, he's going, "Dude, are you sure you want to do this?" I go, "No, I'm not sure, but I can't back out." And then I saw my parents walk in. I go, "Man, I can't do that. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it." And it was tough. And they're going, "We got two limos in the back. We'll leave one. We'll just take the one. We got a couple guys ready to go." I was like, "Oh, man." And I didn't feel it didn't go well. All right, listen, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just putting myself seriously into the doghouse this morning. Forgive me and forget what I just said. I don't know why I'm doing this. I think I'm back going to therapy again. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Where do the pros go? Well, they should all go to Baptist Health South Florida because a lot of teams are going there. Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins have those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida working for them, ready to take care of everything. Some of the top specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about doctors that have seen every kind of injury there is, know how to fix it, know how long it will take, because along with in-house physical therapists, they work together to get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most. It's so much more than high school, college, and professional athletes. It's for all of us. And Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program is just getting bigger and better every day. Well, let me tell you what they did for Broward County. Got a brand new, beautiful facility, easy to get to, right off I-95 and Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Schwartz, I don't know if you're up early, but Dr. Schwartzen, one of the top doctors over there, man, with a group of them, ready to take good care of you. The next time you have an injury and you're going, "Where do I go? Should I go somewhere?" No, you're good. You go to Baptist Health South Florida. You visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. We've got places all over South Florida with more on the way. One goal every day, get you healthy playing the sports you love the most.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Friday, which nobody can mess up a Friday? Although it sounds like I've tried to a little bit this morning.
All right, Michael Jordan looks like he's ready to sell his portion of the Hornets here, Joe. He has a.
I thought he owned the whole. I thought
he has a majority stake. So he owns most of it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Now he paid $275 million originally back in 2010. You have any idea what that thing's worth now?
Oh God.
1.7.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good for MJ. By the way,
he's done everything but win.
Which is the most valuable team in the NBA?
I'm guessing the Knicks.
No.
Lakers.
No.
Golden State.
Correct. $7 billion.
The NBA teams are going for seven. That's their value now? $7 billion for that thing? And
yeah. There's only, by the way, there's only a few teams that are worth less than the than the Hornets, which would be the Timberwolves, Grizzlies, and Pelicans.
What's Mickey's Heat team worth?
I don't have that one in front of me.
Oh, I thought
here,
you had. I'm sorry.
I don't have a list of every team's worth.
So it was pretty interesting.
I'm sure they're worth a lot.
A long time ago, one of the Heat players, we were talking about value of teams. He said someday Mickey's team's going to be worth more than Wayne's team at the time. Or maybe it was just Stephen Ross at the time taking over, buying the team. And I was like, because he's talking about international dollars and stuff, and I went, wow, that's kind of crazy. But we're seeing it. We're seeing some of the NBA teams now worth more than the NFL teams. Now, I don't know about overall. What I see, the Cowboys are worth like $10 billion or $9 billion now. Good God.
So I got to make sure this is a real – we had some Dolphins news, I think, here, but I got to make sure this is a real account. Before,
what is it? Well, go ahead. What do you got for
me? Well, I want to make sure it's the right – no, well, because there's a lot of these fake –
we can jump in with the other media people and people can rip us.
All right, so it looks like Mike Gesicki's signing with the New England Patriots.
Who just sent you that?
That's good to go. I think this is the official account. You know, there's a lot of people that have blue checks, right?
So I just I just was talking about Mike because I like Mike a lot and spent a lot of time talking to him.
This just happened.
Mike's going to the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Says Mike was recruited by Bill O'Brien, plays college ball at Penn State.
Oh God! Yeah.
So this is done, man. This appears to be.
They got money in there yet?
No, not yet. Just Schefter just has the story here.
Patriots don't pay a lot, as you know.
Well, they need weapons over there, man. I don't know, but
wow,
yeah, that appears to be a done deal. So hopefully, we get some terms on
that. I said New England first team. I said Vegas second, and Cincinnati. I thought might have a chance too. All right, just by tight ends that left their teams. So Mike Gesicki will play for the Patriots, and he'll join he's got a former teammate there right now, Devontae Parker.
Great. That's nice.
Hey, we're back together again, brother, when we were the 1-2 guys on this team just a couple of years ago. Now we're going to the New England Patriots.
I like this texter here. I do Miami radio, but I don't have the Heat numbers. Calls me an ass clown. I didn't know you were going to ask me what the Heat were worth this morning. The story was that MJ's selling his portion of the team.
Well, you went around and asked which team was most valuable.
I didn't know you were going to hit me with, like, what are the Heat worth?
Well, why would I
morning?
Not bring it back here? I'm not doing a national show.
It's not a question and answer session. It's just more of a me telling you the news. But anyway.
I thought that guy had a good text, like calling you out.
I agree. I actually agree. It's unfortunate it wasn't in the article, or I would have told you.
All right.
Anyway, a couple more things for you here this morning. We have a new documentary. Whenever there's a sports documentary, you know I like to keep you up to date on these here, Joe. This is actually a four-part mini-series. Any idea? It's called Redefined. Any idea who we're talking about here?
No idea.
It's called Redefined, the J.R. Smith story.
Don't care.
It is a four-parter. JR only got four parts. He's not quite Michael Jordan, so he didn't get the full eight parts or whatever the MJ one was.
MJ one. I don't know. Did you think MJ's was really good or was it?
Yeah, it was great.
So I did too, but I'm such a huge fan. MJ could do anything and I just go, "Wow, that's awesome."
MJ's thing came on during a time when a lot of people were looking for stuff to do though. Remember?
Maybe.
So there's a lot of free time.
But there's a bunch of them out there that I don't care. So my daughter and I were talking yesterday, my oldest daughter, and she goes, she got into the F1 documentary. And I go, "Have you seen it? It's great." Then she asked me if I've seen the one for tennis. And I go, "Nah, I'm not interested in any of those."
There's a tennis one. The F1, I haven't seen. But
is there a golf one too?
There is.
Nah, I didn't want to see that either. I don't care.
So we have F1 this weekend in Saudi Arabia, our old sport washing pals over there.
No wonder you haven't talked about it so much.
Well, I'm talking about it now. I don't spend the week building up to it. My fantasy team is set. Max Verstappen -200 to win this one. Sergio Perez right behind him +500. Fernando Alonso jumping the Ferraris there at +800. And you got the Ferraris at +1,000 with Leclerc, and then Sainz at +1,400. So those are your Formula One odds for the weekend. And then how about this for betting if you're betting the NCAA tournament first day recap? The favorites covered 8 games. The underdogs covered 8 games. So a little split there.
Huh.
A little split down the middle. Unders hit in 9 of the games, and the overs hit in 7 of the games.
How many people you figure thought Princeton was going to beat Arizona?
I'm guessing not a ton of people had that money line bet. I don't know what the spread must have been pretty big.
Number 2.
14, 15 points, something like that.
Friggin' Princeton.
Kane spreads down to 1.5, man.
Boy, that thing could go either way.
Yeah, that's probably what they're saying by that spread.
No, know. No. We're really talking about it before. I don't even, like, care about spreads. You care about spread. Your spread, because you do is gamble. I don't care about it.
First of all, it's not true. Secondly, I think that it's good to see what the experts, the guys who do this for a living, think about the game. I think that's a decent way to look at it.
All right, what else?
But you break it down. I mean, go ahead, Joe. Give us your thoughts on Miami Drake.
I'd
rather hear from you than the experts.
I'm worried about the big fella not being, if he does play, not even being close to 100% Omer.
I'm guessing they took that into account.
I'm guessing they
did,
too.
While making the spread.
Are you done yet?
I'm done.
Good. I had a Friday. You're the only thing that could screw up.
Nutbag.
Nutbag. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that's not a nutbag. My man Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage. Before he jumped to this 8 o'clock hour, man, I'm just telling you right now, you got a place you've been looking at, and you're going to the rates. Well, fixed rate mortgages are back in the fives if it's something you're interested in. So you can lock that in right now, get that new home you've wanted. And by the way, second mortgages, a lot of people looking to get equity out of their home right now for debt consolidation, home improvement. You need a new roof. You want hurricane windows you want to fix up. You want some new furniture. Whatever you might be going through, Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage can get it done with spectacular service. Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage I'm talking about, and he's ready to help you so many different ways, including the one that's real popular with folks in my age group right now. If you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Cotti about a reverse mortgage, one of the most popular mortgages here in South Florida, and how it can help you long-term. Get that equity out of the home and still stay there. Not a bad way to go for a lot of people out there. It might be the best way to go. And even if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope. Michael just rolled out his no income verification program. And best of all, listen, he's ready to go 7 days a week for you. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. You can call him anytime. Covering all of South Florida like it's in his backyard. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. His name is Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage, and he is really good at what he does. Getting you approved with spectacular service. When the banks take a while, he's a lot faster. When the banks say no, he says, come on, let's get it done. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.